It's noon on that first Good Friday as we continue our reading of Mark's account of Jesus' suffering and death. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." To this account, we add the words of the 18th century poet, "Sweet the moments rich in blessing which before the cross we spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. Here we rest in wonder, viewing all our sins on Jesus laid. Here we see redemption flowing from the sacrifice he made. Here we find the dawn of heaven while upon the cross we gaze, see our trespasses forgiven, and our songs of triumph raise."